USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before leaving the White House, President Trump talks about the deadly mass murders in Texas and Ohio.
Frankly, we need intelligent background checks, okay? This isn't a question of NRA, Republican, or Democrat.
The president is saying there's tremendous support for those background checks. The president also has a message for children going back to school in the wake of all these mass murders.
Well, my message to young children going back to school is go and really study hard, and someday you'll grow up and maybe be president of the United States or do something else that's fantastic. They have nothing to fear. They have nothing to worry about.
The police chief of Garden Grove, California, is blaming a 2011 law for the early release of a man who went on a deadly stabbing spree. The bill shifts certain prisoners into county jails or under the supervision of county probation officers. This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The number of detentions at the southern border has dropped below 100,000 for the first time in months. Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox Business it's a start, but we're not out of the woods by any means.
Our daily apprehension numbers are still in excess of 2,500. That's still a full-blown crisis. And although Mexico is stepping up, government of Guatemala is stepping up, these are still not durable, long-term, sustainable solutions.
Morgan also says agents are doing the best they can. Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro is on the defensive, defending the tweets of his twin brother, Congressman Joaquin Castro. The Texas lawmaker tweeted out a list of presidential donors and their employers. Julian Castro was speaking at the Iowa fair.
The right wing wants to make this a story because they want to pretend like in some way that's equivalent to the hate or the division that Donald Trump is fostering in this country.
Castro is polling at less than 1% in Iowa. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
Twitter reverses course and unlocks Senator Mitch McConnell's campaign account. This after the senator sent out a link of his house being harassed and people coming to his house and saying they were going to kill him. Conservatives believe there is a bias against them on social media, to which Silicon Valley investor Peter Thiel tells Fox News.
When you always have the question, are these things sort of innocent accidents or are they sort of intentional acts of political sabotage? And the Republicans, I think, are right to be somewhat suspicious because this stuff keeps happening. And Silicon Valley is something of a one-party state.
The man behind a tongue-in-cheek Facebook event page gets a visit from the feds. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Matty Roberts, who created Storm Area 51, says that FBI agents showed up at his home recently, and he admits he was very scared at first when they did. But he says the agents were actually, in his words, super cool, and just wanted to make sure that he wasn't a terrorist doing something like making pipe bombs in his living room. Roberts has repeatedly said the idea was just a joke, and he doesn't want anyone to get hurt. But nearly 2 million people had expressed interest in attending the event, which had been set for next month. Or was it? Well, the truth is out there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And for more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.